Even before the costs of military operations against Iraq are factored in, federal budgets have returned to deficit. The latest informal projections from the Congressional Budget Office show that if the tax cuts enacted last year become permanent and federal spending continues at its current rate, the annual federal budget deficit could quadruple by the end of the decade. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Officially, the Congressional Budget Office still predicts that the federal budget will escape its current deficit and return to surpluses by 2012. But not even everyone in Congress believes that. Ohio Senator George Voinovich, a Republican, likened that official outlook to the recent corporate accounting scandals.
The budget accounting the federal government uses is so misleading, it would make an Enron accountant blush.
Voinovich and other budget hawks warn that the CBO's official 10-year predictions are misleading because they make unrealistic assumptions at the direction of wishful thinking lawmakers. For example, the official outlook assumes congressional spending will not increase above the rate of inflation. And, just as important, that the $1.35 trillion tax cut enacted last year will be allowed to expire after 2010. President Bush has already called for making that tax cut permanent, and next year Congress is expected to do so. So Voinovich, joined by Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, asked the CBO to recalculate its 10-year budget numbers with different assumptions: that congressional spending will grow each year by more than 8%, as it has in recent years, and that the tax cut will be made permanent. The result? Yearly budgets falling deeper and deeper into deficit, reaching nearly $900 billion annually in red ink by fiscal 2012. But Voinovich is not one for higher taxes. He says the problem is spending. He and Feingold will introduce legislation into the new Congress designed to control congressional spending, which they say has gotten out of control.
The public really doesn't ever ask, well, how are you paying for it? And I think if the public knew that the way they were paying for it was to borrow the money, the public would say, I don't agree with you.
Yesterday afternoon, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer also said the budget problem was one of congressional spending.
CBO reached its conclusion that the deficit could reach that level if spending did not get checked. The risk to the deficit comes from spending.
The question is whether spending is likely to be restrained anytime soon, even by a Republican president and Congress. The next few years could bring big new bills for the war on terrorism, a potential war in Iraq, the new Homeland Security Department, and perhaps a prescription drug benefit for seniors under Medicare. Of course, there are those who argue with the projections themselves. Brian Riedel of the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation says forecasting any budget 10 years from now is misleading.
Trying to project the budget 10 years in advance is like trying to pick a Super Bowl winner 10 years in advance. You can look at the trends now, but you know the world is going to look very different 10 years down the road.
The biggest factor missing in both the CBO's official outlook and most recent projections is data on economic growth over the next 10 years, Riedel says.
The 3% economic growth that they project over the next 10 years would be a stagnant economy. And what we need is to get the economy growing.
Riedel agrees with the Bush administration that to get that economy growing, Congress should extend the tax cut. But in the meantime, while waiting to see how much economic growth happens and how much new revenue it brings in, Congress is likely to do what it's done in the long decades of red ink in the past: rely on the surpluses generated by Social Security taxes. Those taxes will exceed the Social Security fund's outflow demands for another 10 years or so. It's after that that the real budget crunch would hit. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.